CKNXNewsToday.ca, Midwestern Ontario's most trusted source for news.
With an update from CKNXNewsToday.ca, I'm Janice McKay. High winds, lake effect snow, and possible squalls taking aim at Midwestern Ontario. A low pressure system is tracking across the Great Lakes, bringing northwest winds of 50 kilometers an hour, gusting to 75, starting early tomorrow morning and into late Friday night. That'll bring waves up to 4 meters, which will continue widespread erosion of both beaches and the lakeshore bluff, increasing the risk of bluff failure. There's a snow squall watch in effect for southern Huron and northern Gray counties as rain changes to snow late this evening, with possible squalls off Lake Huron and Georgian Bay bringing up to 15 centimeters of snow by Friday afternoon. A winter weather travel advisory is in effect for northern Bruce, southern Gray, southern Bruce, southern Perth, and northern Huron counties, with lake effect snow possible, creating hazardous traveling conditions. The OPP Explosive Disposal Unit has been called in after a suspicious package was spotted at the front door of a building in Mount Forest. Wellington OPP officers arrived about 8:40 a.m. to the multi-level dwelling on Egremont Street North and evacuated the building to the Mount Forest Sports Complex. The provincial government meeting with municipalities to collaborate on building more housing. Housing Minister Steve Clark says he and the Premier will meet with rural and northern mayors at the Rural Ontario Municipal Association meeting in January and at a housing summit with urban leaders December 16th.
Our government wants to continue to help our municipal partners use the tools we have provided them and work together to identify new opportunities to help every Ontarian find the home that's right for them.
Clark says Ontario's Housing Supply Action Plan is increasing the supply of a full range of housing options. The Grey Bruce Health Unit added 10 new cases of COVID-19 today and reported an outbreak at Holland Chatsworth Central School. Here on Perth Public Health added 16 new cases, 12 of them in North Perth. 3 residents are hospitalized with the virus. Wellington Dufferin Guelph Public Health added 1 new case in Wellington today. 3 residents are hospitalized with the virus. Ontario reported 5 new fatalities from COVID-19 and 748 new cases of the disease. The Ontario government announcing new funding to combat bullying against students with disabilities.
The provincial government announced $70,000 for the Learning Disabilities Association of Ontario to help build safer and more inclusive classrooms. Also, $47,000 will be provided to the Rick Hansen Foundation to create inclusion and disability-based bullying resources. For CKNX News, I'm Fiona Robertson.
For more on these and other stories, head to cknxnewstoday.ca. In sports, in the NFL, Chicago beat Detroit 16-14 in the first game of the U.S. Thanksgiving holiday. The Las Vegas at Dallas game got underway at 4:30, and tonight it's Buffalo at New Orleans at 8:20 p.m. OHL action has Owen Sound at Barrie at 7:30 tonight, and in the GOJHL, it's Listowel at Ayr at 7:30. At the under-11 Wingham Regional Silver Stick B action has Mitchell facing Kincardine at 6:15, Tavistock against Walkerton at 7:20, and South Huron playing Listowel at 8:25, all at the North Huron Westcast Community Complex. West Gray Minor Hockey and the Durham Skating Club received a large anonymous donation. West Gray Minor Hockey President Jeff Marshall says the funds will help offset registration fees.
They strictly wanted to go towards registration. I think they wanted it just to keep it so that it kept kids coming back, and this is a great opportunity to help out for this year and even part of last year, and maybe the years going forward too.
Durham Skating Club was thrilled with the donation as well. A snow squall watch is in effect for northern Gray and southern Huron counties with up to 15 centimeters of snow by Friday evening. A winter weather travel advisory in effect for northern Bruce, southern Gray, southern Bruce, southern Perth, and northern Huron counties, with lake effect snow expected to bring up to 10 centimeters of snowfall. Falling temperatures and accumulation will lead to icy, hazardous conditions. For tonight, flurries or showers, low -3. Tomorrow, flurries or snow squalls, high -2. Tomorrow night, flurries with a low of -4. For Saturday, flurries, high 0, and periods of snow for Sunday, high near +2.
Subscribe to CKNX News wherever you get your podcast and read the latest stories on cknxnewstoday.ca.